This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Last year, the Burlington Free Press's executive editor accepted a buyout from Gannett, the company that owns the Free Press. And since then, the Free Press has been operating without an executive editor. Well, this month, the paper announced, after nearly a year of searching, that they are making a hire in that capacity. Dennis Finley, the former editor-in-chief of the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk, Virginia, will be taking over as executive editor of the paper on October 17th. And Dennis Finley joins me now online from Virginia. Dennis, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
So you're coming to Vermont from Virginia, a pretty long way. What caught your eye about this position at the Burlington Free Press?
Well, I was talking to one of the VPs of local news with Gannett, and this opening was mentioned to me, and I looked at the newspaper. I liked what I saw. Heard a lot of good things about Burlington, so I decided, hey, I've been out of journalism for a little while, but I really miss it, and I want to try to get back into it. So here I am.
You know, you have been out of journalism for a while, but you've had quite the career in journalism. You started off as a photographer, I understand. You've been a news editor, managing editor, editor-in-chief. What gets you excited about journalism? Why did you want to get involved in this business to begin with?
Opportunity to do good work for a large group of people every single day, and it's different every single day. You just never know what you're going to run into on any given day, and you have an opportunity to really do quality work that impacts a lot of lives every day, and that's really what I love about journalism.
What are some of the goals as executive editor you'll have for the Burlington Free Press?
Well, to obviously set the vision and direction for the newspaper, make sure that we are serving the community with fair, balanced, accurate news every single minute of the day. Actually, I was going to say every day, but that's the old days. We don't serve the community every day. We serve them every single minute because of the internet. So I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the community every minute of the day. I'm in charge of the budget. I have to watch over the money, how much we spend in the newsroom. You know, basically, being an executive editor is kind of like being a CEO of a company. You have very broad goals and, you know, kind of a mile wide and an inch deep. And you work with a leadership team to accomplish the goals of the news organization.
I'm glad you mentioned the business side of it. I mean, the Burlington Free Press has not been immune to the troubles of the newspaper industry. The paper has seen cuts in staff. There's been changes in format and layout in recent years. Yeah, you said you left the newspaper industry because you needed a break from the painful cuts that were happening in the industry. Well, now you're back in it. How are you better prepared now to weather the storm as opposed to when you left?
You know, I've had some time to breathe. I think the worst of the cuts are over. I really do. I mean, there's only so much you can cut before you don't have a product anymore. And that's true with every newspaper in the country. So, you know, we at the Pilot, at the Burlington Free Press, and at pretty much every single newspaper in the country, there have been dramatic cuts since about 2007 in both people, newsprint, you name it. We've cut expenses everywhere we possibly can so that we could try to put out a good product every day. But I think I believe the worst of it is over. And you know, I hope it is. It's not like I will never cut another expense. I don't expect that. You always have to pay attention to your bottom line and your balance sheet. But you know, it's not 2008 anymore. The internet kind of, you know, it was coming. That train was coming, and I think we kind of had blinders on as an industry, and it just slammed into us and obliterated a large portion of the industry. But that train's now down the road, and I think every news organization, including Gannett, is in better position now to do good work and will not have to spend so much time on cutting expenses.
What about the internet factor, though? I mean, paywalls are kind of a reality now, especially for smaller newspapers, because people can get their news online in so many ways. Do you think that people will be willing to pay for content?
Yes, I do, as long as we produce content that is relevant and valuable to the community. I think it's taken a while, but and we're still working on it as an industry, but we have to establish the value of the content that we produce, and that's something that we didn't do in the old days. And, you know, in the old days, it was basically free. Here's all the content we produce, and we'll get our money from advertising. But the business model has changed, and we have to get a lot more of our revenue from subscribers. So if we produce a good product, we produce a product of value to the community, I believe they will pay for it because it'll be, first of all, it's a bargain. And secondly, most news organizations like the Burlington Free Press hopefully are providing information that they can't get anywhere else. So that makes it a valuable commodity to them.
From what you've seen of the Free Press so far, do you look at it and say that you plan to have any expanded coverage or changes to how you distribute or assign reporters on their assignments?
Yeah, I don't really know yet. It's too soon for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'd be foolish to go in there with my really limited knowledge. I've been reading the newspaper, but I still don't really know the community. I haven't moved there yet. I'm getting ready to move. I'll be there in early October. So before you make changes, you have to understand what's going on right now. So I have to understand everybody in the newsroom. I have to understand the community. I have to start talking to people. So I don't have any big plans to make changes right now because I'm not informed enough. So once I'm informed, then we'll see what we can do.
Dennis Finley will be taking over as executive editor of the Burlington Free Press in October. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.